Well, I just want to say, first of all, it's a great joy and pleasure to be with you, brothers and sisters.
首先我要说能够和弟兄姊妹们在一起实在是一个极大的喜乐。
This is a quite wonderful way to start, to end the year and to start the new year.
这实在是很奇妙的一种方式，让我们可以结束一年，进到新的一年。
And I was really encouraged to hear from our brother Ted Ping this morning.
我实在今天从彭弟兄的信息里面得到鼓舞。
On seeking the righteousness and the glory of God.
来求神的国，神的义和他的荣耀。
And in particular, the way our brother finished his message.
特别是当我们弟兄来结束他的信息的时候。
He said, God's thought towards us is always right.
他说神在凡事上都是对的。
How precious that thought is.
我们的神是何等的宝贵。
I think that's one of those words we will remember far past this conference.
我觉得这是我们在这个特会过了以后很久我们都会记得的一句圣经。
It will be an anchor for our soul.
这成为我们灵魂的锚。
Well, brother Eric Wu asked me to do something.
吴弟兄要求我做一件事情。
I know Eric quite well.
我跟他很熟。
But he said, Brother Kenny, the brothers and sisters out here don't know you so well.
但是他跟我说，他说，Kenny 弟兄啊，这里的弟兄姊妹对你不是很熟悉。
So he said, maybe you should share some of your testimony during your message.
他说，所以你可能要交通一下你自己的一些见证。
So I promise you, if the Lord reminds me and I remember, I'll share some of my testimony.
所以我跟你有做一个保证，如果神提醒我的话，如果我记得的话，我一定会把我的一些见证跟你们交通一下。
I think the last time I spoke in the Bay Area was around 2003.
我记得上一次在湾区来讲道的时候可能是2003年。
And the time before that I think was 2001.
在那之前可能是2001年。
And if you go way back into the 90s, I spoke at a WCC to the young people.
如果再往前很久1990年年代我是在西岸特会里面向年轻人有跟他们有。
And I want to tell you a funny little story.
我想跟你们讲一个有趣的一个故事。
Brother Ben's son was in my youth class.
奔弟兄孙弟兄他是在我的年轻人的这个课堂里面。
So Brother Ben will have to remind me what year that was.
所以需要他来提醒我这是哪一年。
Well, I'd like for us to turn and read some scriptures as we begin.
我们开始以前我们先读几处的圣经。
We'll begin with Exodus 3.
我们先读出埃及记第三章。
Verses 1 through 6.
一到六节。
I'll read a verse and then our brother will read a verse.
我们弟兄读一节，我来读一节。
And Moses tended the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock behind the wilderness and came to the mountain of God to Horeb.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶推罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the thorn bush, and he looked, and behold, the thorn bush burned with fire, and the thorn bush was not being consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And Moses said, Let me now turn aside and see this great sight. Why is the thorn bush?Is not burnt.
摩西说我要过去看这大异象这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢
And Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, and God called to him out of the midst of the thorn bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am.
耶和华神见他过去要看就从荆棘里呼叫说摩西摩西他说我在这里。
And he said, Draw not nigh hither, loose thy sandals from off thy feet, For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
And this is the verse I want you to pay particular attention to.
这处圣经我需要你特别的来注意。
And he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
And we'll look at verses 14 to 16.
我们再看14、15、16节到16节。
And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me to unto you.
神对摩西说，我是自有永有的，又说你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
And pay attention to this verse.
你记注意下面的一处圣经。
And God said moreover to Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
Go and gather the elders together and say unto them, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, And Jacob have appeared to me, saying, I have indeed visited you and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt.
你去召聚以色列的长老，对他们说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，向我显现，说我实在眷顾了你们，我也看见埃及人怎样待你们。
And look at chapter 4, verse 5.
然后我们再看第四章的第五节。
And it says that they after, this is after the miracle of changing the staff into a snake and then back into a staff.
这是在那个使杖变成蛇的那个神迹以后。
That they may believe that Jehovah, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath appeared unto thee.
如此好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，是向你显现了。
And turn to Matthew chapter 22 in the New Testament.
我们再翻到新约圣经的马太福音22章。
We'll look at verses 30 to 33.
我们看30到33节。
The Lord is speaking to the Sadducees.
主是在向撒都该人在讲话。
By the way, didn't even believe in the resurrection.
他们甚至都不相信有复活。
And they wondered about this woman who had been married.
他们在在这为了这个妇人来稀奇。
She had been married to all seven brothers.
她需要和七个人做他们的妻子。
And they wanted to know who would she be married to, therefore, in the resurrection.
所以当她复活以后，她到底要嫁给谁呢？
And this was the Lord's word to them.
这是我们主对他们的所说的话。
For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying?
论到死人复活，神在经上向你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？
I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。 神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And just a few more verses.
我们再多读几处圣经。
Acts chapter 7, verse 2.
使徒行传第七章第二节。
This is a very important verse when we look at Abraham.
是当我们要看亚伯拉罕的一生的时候，这是非常重要的一节圣经。
Just look at the second part.
我们只是看第二段。
The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And one last thing the Lord Jesus said about Abraham.
我们最后一处是主论到亚伯拉罕。
Chapter 8 of John's Gospel, verse 56.
约翰福音第八章五十六节。
Your father Abraham exulted in that he should see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
Brothers and sisters, the whole burden that is on my heart comes from that wonderful phrase, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹们，我心中这个一个奇妙的负担就来源于这一节很奇妙的圣经，就是说我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神。
This was a remarkable event with Moses in Exodus chapter 3.
这是在出埃及记第三章，是摩西一生里面很重要的一个路程历程。
Here God revealed his eternal name to Moses.
这里神把他永远的名向摩西来启示。
I think most of you know that God has many names in the Bible.
你们都知道神在圣经里面有很多的名字。
Even when we start the Bible in Genesis 1:1, we see a name of God.
就算我们在创世纪第一章第一节，我们就看见神的一个名号。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
That name is Elohim.
在那个名字就是神的是以洛辛。
It means the supreme deity in the absolute sense.
就是讲到那个绝对的那个最高的那个神。
There are many other names. You think of El, E-L.
有其他的还有的名字E-L.
It means God.
是指到神。
You think of El Shaddai.
讲到以利沙代。
It means sufficient, almighty.
是讲到全足、全丰、全能的神。
And you think of that wonderful word, Adonai.
你想到那个词亚东奈。
Adonai means Lord.
那是讲到主的意思。
How we must know that name.
我们都知道这样的一些名号。
But Exodus 3 stands out in the scriptures.
但是在出埃及记第三章这个名号就特别的凸显出来。
It is more specific.
有特别的意义。
It is fuller.
有
It is a fuller expression.
是更完全的一个表现。
It is more descriptive.
有更让我们能够给我们描述性的。
And it is deeply personal.
也对我们来说是很个人化的。
I think it's amazing when he says, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
当他说到我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神，是何等的奇妙。
But then he said something else to Moses.
然后他又向摩西说了另外的一些话。
He said, Thou shalt say to the children of Israel, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you.
然后说你要向以色列的众民说，耶和华你们祖宗的神就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，向我显现，打发你。
It wasn't just once, it was twice.
他不只说了一次，而是说了两遍。
And then he said this remarkable thing.
然后就说了这么一个非常特别的一件事。
He said, this is my name forever.
他说, 这是我永远的名。
This is my memorial to all generations.
这也是我的纪念, 直到永远。
And then he said the third time,
然后他第三次又说,
go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have appeared unto me, saying, I have indeed visited you and seen what is done unto you in Egypt.
你去召聚以色列的长老对他们说,耶和华你们祖宗的神,就是亚伯拉罕的神,以撒的神,雅各的神,向我显现说,我实在眷顾了你们,我也看见埃及人怎样待你们。
And then just so he would be absolutely clear, he said it the fourth time.
为了让摩西绝对的能够明白, 他又第四次来向他说,
in Exodus 4 verse 5, he said, that they may believe that Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath appeared unto thee.
在第四章第五节那里说, 如此好叫他们信耶和华, 他们祖宗的神, 就是亚伯拉罕的神, 以撒的神, 雅各的神, 是向你显现了。
How remarkable.
这是多么特别的。
I think these are amazing verses.
我觉得这是一些非常奇妙的一些章节。
Not only that, in the Lord Jesus in the New Testament, we just read about the Sadducees.
不仅我们主在新约里面像撒都该人那样讲。
They were trying to trick him.
他们在这里想用诡计来搅扰我们的主。
As I mentioned, they didn't even believe in the resurrection.
像我刚才提到,
and yet they wondered about this woman.
但是他们在这里为这个, 妇人, 他们来, 来提这个问题,
what would happen to her in the resurrection?
在复活的时候, 这个妇人当怎样呢?
And the Lord had one word for her, for them.
主向着他们只有一句话。
He said, haven't you heard what was written?
你们没有听经上所记的吗?
God is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living.
神不是死人的神, 而是活人的神。
And the Lord Jesus himself made this remarkable statement. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
我们的主耶稣他自己来宣做出了这么一个特别的宣告, 说, 他是亚伯拉罕的神,是以撒的神,是雅各的神。
As a matter of fact, the martyr Stephen, the first martyr,
实际上这个第一位殉道者斯提凡,
he spoke about this burning bush, and he said, he is the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
他也提到这个燃烧的荆棘, 他说到神是你的祖宗的神,是亚伯拉罕的神,以撒的神和雅各的神。
And do you remember when Peter and John in the book of Acts healed the blind beggar going into the temple?
你们也记得当彼得和约翰他们在那个圣殿前医治了那个瞎眼的这个讨饭的。
And their answer was, we haven't done this.
他们的答案是说我们没有做这些事情。
The one who has done this is the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
做这件事的是亚伯拉罕的神,以撒的神和雅各的神。
I think these are amazing.
我觉得这是很奇妙的。
Four times in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有四次。
Five times in the New Testament.
在新约里面有五次。
I believe there must be some great lesson for us as the church in these three lives.
我觉得在我们 今天的这个教会对我们来说一定有一个很重要的一个功课要学。
It's not a history lesson.
当然不是一个历史的功课。
We're not going to be so taken up with their history.
我们不是来这里关注历史。
I believe there's a far more great message than just their history.
我觉得比历史有一个更大的一个信息在里面。
In Abraham, and in Isaac, and in Jacob, we see what God is after in man.
我们看见在亚伯拉罕身上,在以撒身上,在雅各的身上, 神在那里来寻找的一些人。
We see how God works in man.
我们看见神怎么样在人的身上做工。
We see how he makes man into what he's after.
我们看见神如何把人造成他所想要的那一样。
In other words, this is not a history lesson with these three patriarchs.
我们换句话说，不是就着这三位祖宗他们的一些历史的功课。
Their experience is to be our experience.
他们的经历要成为我们的经历。
I'll never forget the first time 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11 came alive to me.
我实在忘不了当在哥林多前书第十章第十一节在我里面活化出来的那一刻。
It made the Old Testament alive to me.
让旧约整个的就活了起来。
Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was speaking about the children of Israel's experience in the wilderness.
保罗在你讲到这个以色列的百姓他们在旷野里面这样的一些经历。
And he said these profound words.
他说了这些很深刻的一些话。
Now all these things happen to them as types and have been written for our admonition upon whom the end of the ages have come.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒并且写在经上正是警戒我们这末世的人。
How marvelous that verse is.
这节圣经是多么的奇妙。
All that is written in the Old Testament is written for your benefit.
那些写在旧约上的一切的事情都是为了我们的利益。
This experience, their experience, is to be your experience and my experience.
这些经历，他们的经历要成为今天你我的经历。
I remember in 1982, Brother Kong said something.
我记得在1982年，江弟兄讲了一些话。
He was speaking on the 8 biographies in Genesis.
他在讲到在这个创世纪里面的有八个传记。
There's a book that he wrote, Men After God's Own Heart.
他写了有一本书就是合神心意的人们。
And he said this profound thing.
他讲了这样一个深刻的话。
Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
创世纪是圣经里面的第一本书。
And it is a book of biographies.
是一本传记的书。
Sometimes we think of the Bible as a book of doctrines and teaching and truth.
我们有时候我们看圣经我们把它当作是一本来训诫教训和真理的书。
That is true, but when you open the Bible, the first book is one of biographies.
这是对的，但是当你翻开圣经，第一本书你看到的是一本传记的书。
And he asked this all-important question.
他问了这些重要的问题。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
It reflects the fact that God's interest is not primarily in teaching, his interest is in man.
就反映了神最主要他的兴趣不是来教训，而是来寻找人。
But also, the place of the work of God is in man.
而且神他做工的所在就是在人的身上。
For God does his work in man until he shall have come into what God had originally designed for him to be.
神在人身上做工，一直要把人带到一个地步，是神所来设计他们所要在的地步。
This is what is revealed.As the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
这就是神在这里讲到他是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神所启示的。
I told you I would tell you some of my testimony.
我跟你们讲，我要来做一点点的见证。
I have been with Brother Kong for many years.
我和江弟兄在一起很多年了。
Since I was 21 years old.
从我21岁的那一年。
Now I'm 69 years old.
我今年已经69岁了。
And I thank Brother Ted Ping because he told me I was very young.
我谢谢我们的彭弟兄，他说我还很年轻。
And when I was just 21, I got up enough courage to talk to Brother Stephen.
当我21岁的时候，我鼓足勇气来和江弟兄来有个对话。
And I said, Brother Stephen.
我说江弟兄啊。
Why did God say he was the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob?
为什么神说他是亚伯拉罕的神,以撒的神和雅各的神呢?
I'll never forget what our brother said.
我一直忘不了他向我说的。
He said, what do you think it means?
他说,你是认为如何?
I was stunned, he didn't even answer me.
我在那里就惊呆了,因为他根本就没有回答我。
Here I was, this young Christian, pretty newly saved, and mustered the courage to talk to this great man of God.
我在那里作为一个刚刚得救的一个年轻人,我鼓足了所有的勇气来向这样的一位受尊敬的神的人,仆人来讲,来问这个问题。
And he said to me this wonderful, wise thing.
他就跟我讲了这些奇妙的这些为什么这些事。
He said, you need to learn what this means.
他说你必须要学会自己明白这是什么意思。
So brothers and sisters, all these years,
所以弟兄姊妹们,这些年来,
I've been trying to learn what it means I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
我一直努力在学他讲这句话是什么意思,讲到他是亚伯拉罕的神,以撒的神和雅各的神。
And I may not see everything, I know I don't.
我也许不能看见一切,我知道我肯定不会看到所有的。
But I've seen something about these men that has changed me forever.
但是我从这些人的身上看见了一些方面,让我永远的被改变了。And
what little bit I've seen, I would like to share with you these 3 days.
我想在这前面的这几天,我看见了一点点,我和你们来交通。We'll
look at Abraham as the spirit of revelation.
我们以亚伯拉罕作为这一个启示的灵。From
that wonderful phrase in Ephesians 1:17.
我们从在以弗所书第1章17节那个奇妙的那一节圣经那里开始。
We'll look at Isaac as that incorruptible and incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance.
我们论到以撒,他是那个不能朽坏,不能衰残,不能玷污的基业。
As that wonderful phrase in 1 Peter 1 verse 4 says.
就像在彼得前书1章第4节那里讲的。
And then we'll look at Jacob.
然后我们就看到雅各。
And when I think of Jacob, all I can think about is one who was conformed to his image.
当我们看到雅各,我想到的唯一的一件事情就是被磨成神儿子的形象。
All the work was to conform him to the image of God's Son.
神一切的作为就是要把他来磨成神儿子的形象。
As it says in Romans 8, verse 28.
就像在罗马书第8章28节那里说的。
Or verse 29.
29节。
Now let's look, first of all, at Abraham's revelation.
我们先看亚伯拉罕。
When I look at Abraham, there's one thing that stands out above everything else.
当我看见亚伯拉罕,我觉得有一件事情 比任何的事情都更突出。
And that is this matter of living revelation.
就是一个活的一个启示。
Abraham saw something.
亚伯拉罕看见了一件事。
And what he saw captured him.
他看见的那个就紧紧抓住了他。
And what he saw constrained him.
他看见的也就在那里激励他。
And what he saw compelled him.
他在那里看见的就在那里在不停的来推动他。
To follow God.
去跟随神。
You know, there's nobody in the Old Testament, or in the Bible, is important, or let me put it this way. No one in the Old Testament is mentioned more in the New Testament but one other person, and that's Moses.
就在旧约的这些人物,在新约里面,只有这样,一个人比亚伯拉罕提的更多就是摩西。Moses
is mentioned 80 times and 20 times by the Lord Jesus.
摩西在新约里面被提到了80次,我们主就提到他20次。Abraham
is mentioned 74 times and 16 times by the Lord Jesus.
亚伯拉罕是七十几次至十六次我们的主来提到他。
The New Testament begins with Abraham.
新约圣经是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
Look at Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
我们看马太福音一章一到二节。
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And then it says, Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren.
然后讲到亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
In the New Testament, everything begins with Abraham.
在新约里面，一切是从亚伯拉罕起手。
I think that's quite significant.
我觉得这非常的有意义。
And then when you think in the Old Testament,
然后当你在思想这个旧约，
real recovery work of God begins with Abraham after the fall of man.
神他真正的这个恢复的工作在人堕落以后是从亚伯拉罕起手的。
And furthermore, Abraham is the father of a nation.
然后一直讲到这个亚伯拉罕是所有是万国的父。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
He's not just an individual who walked with God.
他不只是一个与神同行的一位。
He's the beginning of the corporate testimony of God.
他是一个神团体见证的起始。
How important that is.
这是多么的重要。
But the outstanding feature of Abraham's life is revelation.
亚伯拉罕他一生最重要的一个特点就是启示。
You remember when Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus?
你记得当保罗为以弗所的教会来祷告的时候？
In chapters 1 verses 16 and 17.
在以弗所书一章十六十七节那里。
This was his first prayer for them.
这是他第一次为他们来祈求。
He said, I do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you at my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him.
说就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
I believe that was exactly Abraham's experience.
我认为这就是亚伯拉罕他确切的经历。
There are two verses in the New Testament that capture the essence of this spirit of revelation of Abraham.
在新约里面有两处圣经讲到亚伯拉罕作为一个启示的灵的来抓住这一点。
The Old Testament is full of great detail.
在旧约圣经里面有很多的细节。
But the wonderful thing about the New Testament is sometimes the whole of a life is captured in just one verse.
但是在新约里面奇妙的是就是他整整的一生都是用一节圣经来概括。
Remember that verse we read in Acts 7 verse 2.
你记不记得在使徒行传第七章第二节那里我们读到的。
The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he went to Haran.
当亚伯拉罕在米索伯达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神就向他显现。
This is the New Testament summary of Abraham's life.
这是在新约里面对亚伯拉罕一生的总结。
I can give you another example.
我可以再给你举个例子。
You remember our brother, Ted said he'll be speaking on David.
你记得我们的彭弟兄早晨说他要讲到大卫。
There's much, much detail in the Old Testament about David.
在细节方面，旧约里面讲到大卫是很多很多的细节。
But when he comes to the New Testament, much less is said.
但是来到新约只讲了很少。
But there's one wonderful verse in Acts 13:36.
在这里有在使徒行传十三三十六节那里有一个奇妙的一节圣经。
And that one verse captures David's whole life.
那一节圣经就总结了大卫的一生。
And that one verse tells us what God is looking for in a man after God's own heart.
那里一节圣经就讲到神在那里寻找合他心意的那个人。
It said, David served the purpose of God in his generation.
那里讲到大卫服侍了他那一个年代的人，世代的人。
You remember 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11.
你也记得在哥林多前书第十章十一节那里。
These things were written for us.
这些话是为着我们记载下来的。
This is an admonition to us.
这是对我们来说是一个警戒、鉴戒。
Upon whom the end of the ages has come.
正是我们这些在末世的这些人。
In the Old Testament record in Genesis,God revealed himself to Abraham again and again and again.
根据旧约在创世纪里面的记载，神一次一次的向亚伯拉罕来显现。
Let me give you just a few examples.
我就给你举一个几个例子。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
第12章第7节。
And Jehovah appeared unto Abraham. You remember before he was Abraham, he was Abram. And said unto thy seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared to him.
说我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
Look at chapter 17, verse 1.
然后在17章第一节。
And Abraham was 99 years old when Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before my face and be perfect.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
And look at chapter 18, verse 1.
然后我们来到18章的第一节。
And Jehovah appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, and he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day.
耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。
Pardon me, brother. This is the distinguishing mark of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕身上一个特别让他能够比别人不同的一个印记。
Our great spiritual need in this day is living revelation.
我们在今天我们最大的一个需要就是一个活的一个启示。
Religion will not do.
宗教不能帮助我们。
Orthodoxy will not do.
这些正统的一些道义不能帮助。
Spiritual revelation is what's essential.
属灵的一个启示是最基本的、最需要的。
As I mentioned before, it was spiritual revelation that captured the man.
我也以前讲过，属灵的这一个启示能够抓住一个人。
It was spiritual revelation that changed the man.
属灵的启示能够改变一个人。
It was spiritual revelation that compelled the man to give himself completely to God.
属灵的启示能够激励一个人，让他把自己完完全全的奉献给神。
There is only one explanation for Abraham's life.
对于亚伯拉罕的一生，我们只有一个解释。
And that is the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
就是荣耀的神向他显现。
Now this isn't just to be Abraham's testimony, by the way.
这不仅仅是亚伯拉罕的一个见证。
If you think I'm just talking about Abraham, you're wrong.
如果你认为我只是在这里讲亚伯拉罕的话，你就错了。
This is to be your testimony.
这要也要成为你的见证。
And this is to be my testimony.
这要成为我的一个见证。
I remember years ago when the Lord first appeared to me.
我也记得很多年前当主第一次向我显现的时候。
It was on February 4th, 1972.
是1972年的2月4号。
Now you have to understand, I didn't have any spiritual or religious training as a child.
你必须要明白的一件事，就是我那个时候我没有任何的属灵方面的或者宗教方面的训练，作为一个孩童。
I remember once in a while someone might drag us off for a Christmas church meeting once in a lifetime, it seemed.
我记得那个时候好像一个人在好像一辈子里面才把我们一次在圣诞节那天把我们抓到教会里去。
And I remember one time taking me to vacation Bible school. I never knew what they were doing.
我记得有一次他们把我带到这个圣经学校里面，我实在不知道他们在做什么。
But I'll never forget when the God of glory appeared to me.
但是我一定忘记不了的就是神荣耀的向我显现的那一刻。
I was on a break just before my last semester of college.
我在大学要毕业的那个最后一个学期的我在放假的时候。
And the Lord had moved greatly in the Richmond area around the University of Virginia Commonwealth University.
在弗吉尼亚大学那里有一个大的神的一个复兴。
And many young people were saved.
很多年轻人他们得救。
I'll never forget my brother was saved and many of his friends.
我实在忘不了我的哥哥和他很多的朋友他们得救了。
And my brother was quite the character.
我的哥哥实在是一个人物。
And I saw the change in my brother.
我看见他身上的改变。
And I saw the peace for the first time in my brother.
我在我的哥哥的身上第一次看见他那里的得到的平安。
And I wondered what happened to my brother.
我在那里想到底什么事情在他身上发生。
And then all of us, we were sort of long-haired hippies.
那个时候我们都是很长头发的披头士。
By the way, I can blame all this on you brothers and sisters out on the West Coast. This was the Jesus movement. In the charismatic movement, they came to the East Coast.
我可能要责备你们在西海岸的，因为那个时候从西海岸开始的这些灵恩运动和这个耶稣运动，它传到了美东。
And with all of its excesses and faults, yet many were brought into the kingdom of God.
有很多的一些问题，但是有很多的人也被带到了神的面前。
And they took me to a revival meeting.
他们把我带到一个复兴会里面。
Now, I didn't know what a revival meeting was.
我不知道一个复兴的一个聚会是什么意思。
And the worst thing they did is they took me to the very front row of this church.
为第一件事他们就是把我带到这个教会的第一排。
I thought this was terrible.
我觉得好像太吓人了。
And then at the end, they had an altar call.
在最后结束的时候，他们把人来请到这个祭台，这个讲台那里。
And I didn't know what an altar call was.
我甚至不知道这去这个祭坛叫招人到祭坛那里去是什么意思。
I thought you only called dogs or cows.
我一直认为他们只是要狗或者说这个牛到那里去。
And all these young people who were saved or seeking the Lord.Fell on their knees and were crying out to the living God.
那些所有的这些得救的这些年轻人，他们都跪下来，然后再呼叫神的名。
I'll never forget it.
我一定忘记不了那一天。
And they were all around my knees and all around my legs.
然后在我的膝盖，在我的腿的旁边。
And at this moment, I'm only thinking, where is the door and how do I get out of here?
我在那里所有 只有一个心思，就是门在哪里，我怎么能够从那里出去。
And then out of embarrassment, I dropped to my knees.
我带点羞愧，我就跪了下来。
And then a brother in the Lord, who the Lord greatly used as an evangelist, came over to me.
在那里神大用一个传福音的一个弟兄，他来到我的面前。
And then...The God of glory met me at that moment.
在那一刻，神的荣耀就让我遇见了。
He prayed for me, and the conviction of sin was so great, I couldn't imagine it.
他为我祷告，我的心里面的这个罪的被定罪的这个感觉是那么的强烈。
And the love of God overwhelmed me.
神的爱完完全全的来。 充满了我。
And the peace of God flooded my entire being.
神一切的平安就来泛滥了我里面的一切。
I'll never forget it.
我绝对不能忘记那一刻。
It was like yesterday to me.
对我来说就像昨天一样。
This is not just Abraham's testimony.
这不仅仅是亚伯拉罕的一个见证。
This is my testimony.
也是我的见证。
The God of glory appeared to me.
荣耀的神向我显现。
I'll never forget it.
我绝对忘记不了。
I remember the next day I had to go back to college for my last semester.
我记得第二天我要回到学校来完成我最后一个学期。
And my fellow students were stunned.
我的同学们他们都惊呆了。
I had this great big orange Jesus Saves pen and a Bible in my hand.
我在这身上带了一个徽章，上面说耶稣拯救我，而且我手里面拿着一本圣经。
They thought I had lost my mind.
他们认为我一定是疯了。
But I told them I had not lost my mind.
我跟他们说我没有疯。
The Lord had found me.
主他找到了我。
This is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
The God of glory appeared to me.
神荣耀向我显现。
And then the second thing the Lord Jesus said about Abraham, the thing the Lord Jesus said about Abraham is amazing to me.
第二件，当主讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，这件事情是对我来说是非常奇妙的。
He said, Your father...Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
那你讲到说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，他仰望，欢欢喜喜仰望我的时候，既看见了就喜乐。
Now think about that, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，你想一想。
How can Abraham see the Lord's day some 2,000 years in the future?
亚伯拉罕怎么能够在2000年以前？就这样的未来能够看见我们主的日子呢？
But I think that's the very nature of revelation.
我认为这是启示的一个非常自然的一件事情。
It sees far away.
就是让我们可以远远的看见。
Revelation is far-sighted.
我们的这个启示是可以让我们看远的。
Revelation is not near-sighted.
启示不是近视的。
We don't have myopia.
我们不是有近视眼。
We see far away into the future.
我们是朝着未来，我们可以远远的看见。
I think that is just a marvelous thing about Abraham.
我觉得对于这是实在关于亚伯拉罕的一个非常奇妙的一件事。
It reminds me of one of my favorite hymns.
就提醒我一个我最喜欢的一首诗歌。
I'm sure you know this hymn.
我觉得你们一定知道这首诗歌。
Hast thou heard him?
你的灵岂非与他会过。
Part of that first verse is, Hast thou heard him? Seen him? Known him? Is not thine a captured heart?
第一节那里唱到你的灵岂非与他会过？你的心曾否被他所夺？是否认为他为人中之第一人，欢喜拣选那上好的福分
？This is my story.
这是我的故事。
That day the Lord captured me.
那一天神就抓住了我。
And the Lord continued to capture me.
我们的主他每天都在抓住我。
I remember the revelation the Lord gave me about the whole Christian life was in Christ Jesus.
我记得主向我启示的我们基督徒生活的一切都是在基督里。
It changed my world.
这就让我的世界整个的改变。
I was struggling to live the Christian life, trying to live the Christian life, failing at the Christian life.
我在那里为了过一个基督徒的生活来挣扎来努力，但是我却经常的失败。
And one day the Lord spoke to me that living word out of Philippians 1:21.
但是有一天主借着腓立比书1:21把这个活的 道。
And that word is for me to live is Christ.
那一节圣经就是我如今活着的是我活着的乃是基督在我里面活着。
It changed everything.
就这样一切都来改变了。
I discovered that the Christian life wasn't me living at all. The revelation was the Christian life was Christ living in me.
我就得到这样的一个启示，就是我们过基督徒生活不是我自己而活，而是让我们里面的基督来活。
Over the years, as I've tried to help and counsel people, I've shared with them this.
当我在过去的一些年间，我想来帮助别人的时候，我就跟他们来交通这节圣经。
They sometimes say to me, the problem with the Christian life is it's difficult.
他们跟我说，有时候过基督徒生活是很难的。
And I've said this to so many people.
我想很多人这样说。
I've said the Christian life is not difficult.
我说基督徒生活不是困难。
The Christian life is impossible for you.
基督徒生活对你来说是不可能的。
For me to live is Christ.
因为让我如今活着的乃是基督。
I'll never forget when Galatians 2:20 came alive to me from the pages of the Bible.
在哥罗西书第二章二十节那里，那节圣经就活化了起来。
I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
如今活着的不再是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
How that living revelation changed me.
这样一个活的启示就改变了我。
And I remember another revelation the Lord gave me.
我也记得主给了我另外的一个启示。
I remember when John the bridegroom, the friend of the bridegroom said.
我记得这个施洗约翰这个新郎的朋友他是这样说的。
You remember John said, I'm the friend of the bridegroom. But he said something even more profound.
他在那里讲了什么一些
profound.
非常深刻的一句话。
He said, he must increase, I must decrease.
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
I'll never forget it. It was living revelation.
这是一个活的一个启示。
I remember going to that brother who prayed for me when I was saved, and I told him about this revelation the Lord had given me.
我记得我到那个为我祷告的那个，当我得救的时候，为我祷告的那个弟兄面前，我跟他讲了神给我的这个启示。
He said, "Brother, you're touching the deep things of God."
他说弟兄啊你现在已经摸到神的这个大的事情了。
And I said, dear brother, and I love that man. I love him.
我说弟兄啊我实在爱那个晚上。
I said, these are not just the deep things of God.
这不仅仅是关于神的一些深奥的话。
This is the normal Christian life.
这是一些正常的基督徒的生活。
You don't understand, we're never to live the Christian life. We can't live the Christian life. There's no way possible you have capacity to live the Christian life.
我说你不明白，我们不可能活出一个基督徒的生活，你根本没有这样的一个能力能够活出基督徒的生活是不可能的。
This is the revelation that Abraham had.
这是亚伯拉罕他得到的一个启示。
So the second thing I would like us to think about is what revelation did Abraham see?
第二件我们要看的是就是亚伯拉罕他看到的启示是什么方面。
Two important questions come up.
这里要问两个重要的问题。
Knowing that revelation was the key to Abraham's life, what did he see?
我们知道亚伯拉罕的启示对他的生活里面是最关键的，但是他到究竟看见了什么？
And that could just be an exercise in historic doctrinal study.
当然，这可以作为我们一个来从他的一生里面，我们来做这个练习。
And here's the important question.
这里有一个重要的问题。
As the father of that spiritual nation that we're made a part of, have you seen what Abraham saw?
当我们看见亚伯拉罕成为我们这样属灵的一个国，他的的先祖，你有没有看见亚伯拉罕他看见？
Let us consider some of the appearings in Genesis to see what Abraham saw.
我们在创世纪看见亚伯拉罕他看到的那些显现。
Turn again to Genesis 12.
我们先来到创世纪十二章。
We'll look at verses 1 through 5.
我们看1到5节。
And Jehovah had said to Abraham, Go out of thy land and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to the land that I will show thee.
亚伯拉罕对耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And then he tells him about a sevenfold blessing.
然后他跟他讲了有七重的祝福。
And I will make of thee a great nation, and bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那诅咒你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
And Abraham departed as Jehovah had said to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
And Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their possessions that they had acquired and the souls they had obtained in Haran. And they went out to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came.
亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物，所得的人口，都带往迦南地去，他们就到了迦南地。
This is the first appearing to Abraham.
这是第一次向亚伯兰的显现。
The first thing Abraham saw was calling.
他第一次看见的就是这样的一个呼召。
He was called out of something and then into something.
他是被呼召从一个地方出来到另外一个地方去。
He was called out of this land and into another land.
他被呼召从一个地来出来，要进到另外一个地。
I think this is a very important thing to understand in Revelation. Calling is first.
我认为在启示当中，这是非常重要的，让我们可以明白的，就是第一要有呼召。
Everything begins with our calling.
所有的就要从我们的被呼召来开始。
You remember this morning our brother spoke aboutPhilippians chapter 3.
记得今天早晨我们弟兄讲到腓立比书第一章。
Talk about Paul's testimony.
第三章讲到保罗的他见证。
In that great testimony about knowing him, Paul said something tremendous.
在讲到保罗的他认识他讲了的时候，讲了很重要的一件事情。
He talked about an on high calling.
他讲到那从上面来的一个呼召。
Thank God for that on high calling.
我们感谢神从天上来的一个呼召。
Brothers and sisters, in that on high calling, every blessing is made available to us.
弟兄姊妹们，那个从上面来的这样的一个呼召，就让我们得到所有的这些赐福。
A full blessing is made available to us.
这个完全的祝福都成为我们可以得到的。
A sevenfold blessing is made available to us.
所有七重的祝福都让我们可以得到。
This is the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus.
这就是神在耶稣基督里面从上面来向我们的呼召。
Sometimes we think of calling for special work, for workers.
我们有时候觉得这个呼召是要让我们呼召我们去做一些特别的工作。 这是让招工人的。
But the Bible makes it absolutely clear that every Christian is called.
但是圣经在这里特别明确的说明是每一个基督徒都要有一个护照。
You remember the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in that first letter.
你记得当保罗向着哥林多教会写哥林多前书的时候。
In chapter 1, verse 2, he said, To the assembly of God which is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints.
在一章二节呢，你说写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
But our calling is even greater than just that initial calling when we're saved.
但是对于我们的呼召，比我们当初得救的那个呼召还要伟大。
Romans 8:28 says we're called according to purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节那里说我们被呼召是按照他的旨意。
This is the highest purpose that can be imagined for man.
这是我们对于人来说我们可以想象的最高的旨意。
God is faithful who has called us into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们主是何等的信实，他把我们呼召到能够与他的儿子 来交通。
This is the first thing that Abraham saw.
这是亚伯拉罕看见的第一件事情。
Have you seen this full calling?
你有没有看见这个完全的呼召？
Is this Abraham's experience only?
这难道只是亚伯拉罕的他的经历吗？
Or this, is this also your experience and my experience?
难道这不是你和我彼此的经历吗？
You're called saints.
你是被呼召的那个圣徒。
You're called according to the highest purpose, the eternal purpose.
你是按照那个最高的这个永远的神的旨意来被呼召的。
And in that calling, you have the full blessing, the sevenfold blessing.
在这个呼召的里面，你有这个完全的祝福，这个七重的祝福。
Now let's look at the second appearing in chapter 13.
我们在十三章里面再看见神第二次向亚伯拉罕显现。
14-17.
14-17.
And God said to Abraham after that Lot had separated himself from him, Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art.Northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land that thou seest, I will give to thee and to thy seed forever.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。”
And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth.So that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, thy seed also will be numbered.
我要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
Verse 17, Arise, walk through the land according to the length of it, according to the breadth of it, for I will give it to thee.
你起来纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Abraham saw the promised land and it became his lifelong pursuit.
亚伯拉罕看见了那个应许地，这就成为他一生的追求。
Let me read to you in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
我来这里向你读希伯来书第十一章。
This is what it says about Abraham.
这是讲到亚伯拉罕。
Beginning at verse 8 through 10.
第八到第十节。
By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out into the place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and went out, not knowing where he was going.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, he sojourned as a stranger in the land of promise.As a foreign country, having dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
For he waited for the city which hath foundations, of which God is the artificer and constructor.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
I love the way it says that in the old King James Version.
我特别在这个新定本这个这一节，他是那样的讲，我是特别的喜爱。
Whose architect and builder is God?
就是讲到神在那里经营和建造。
He saw the vast land.
他看见这个极大的这块地。
He saw the city of God.
他看见神的城。
And he became a sojourner on this earth.
他就成为在这个地上在异地居住的那个人。
Is that your experience?
这是不是你的经历呢?
Brothers and sisters, that should be our experience.
弟兄姊妹们，这必须要成为我们的经历。
That vast land is Christ.
这个一块极大的地就是基督。
You can look northward.
你可以向北观看。
You can look southward.
你可以向南看。
You can look eastward.
你可以向东来看。
You can look westward.
你可以向西边观看。
And you'll never see the end of that vast land we have in Christ.
根本不能看见我们在基督里面那一块地的边界。
That's the revelation that he saw.
这就是他看见的那个启示。
And then he saw the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
然后他看见的那座城，就是神成为所经营、所建造的。
You know, that city is the one place on earth God decided he would dwell.
你知道这是神在地上的唯一的一个地方，他愿意在那里居住的。
What does that city mean?
这个城是什么意思?
What is the revelation of the city?
这个城的启示是什么?
Brothers and sisters, that's the church.
弟兄姊妹们，这是讲到教会。
If you have seen Christ,
如果你看见了基督,
that vast land,
那个极大的广阔的地,
And if you've seen the church,
如果你看过教会,
that city,
那座城,
then you will be a sojourner on this earth for the rest of your days.
然后你余下的一生你都会成为一个在异地居住的人。
Nothing else can satisfy.
没有任何别的能够让你满足。
Nothing is more magnificent than those.
没有任何的可以与这些来相比。
I remember Linda and I went, Linda, that's my wife, by the way. Linda and I went to on a trip to North Carolina.
我记得我的妻子和我们有一次我们到北卡去。
To the Biltmore Estate. I don't know how many of you have been to the Biltmore Estate.
到那个Biltmore 那个州那个地方去。
But it's magnificent.
实在是特别的美好。
It's a castle.
那里是一个城堡。
It's the largest private residence in the United States of America.
这是在全美国最大的一处私人的住宅。
It has 250 rooms, 35 bedrooms, and 43 bathrooms.
那里面有250个房间，25个卧室，33个卫生间。
Can you imagine having to clean all those bathrooms?
你知道要把那些所有的卫生间都打扫是多么的难。
I remember the day we were there.
我记得我们在那里的时候。
The artist that did the pen and ink rendering, the official pen and ink rendering of the Biltmore was there on site, autographing his artwork.
那个这个设计的那个建筑师那一天他正好在那个地方。
And I remember walking up to him.
我记得我来到他的面前。
I started in architecture and I ended up in engineering.
我刚开始我是学建筑的，我后来就改成工程了。
And I said, your pen and ink is magnificent.
我跟他说，我说你这个的设计是实在的，这个奇妙的。
And the more we talked, I discovered that he was a believer.
我们越多的谈话当中，我就反应过来，他是也是一个信主的。
And I remember telling him something.
我记得这样跟他说。
I said, I will buy your pen and ink.
他说，我要跟你买一个这个三明治。
But don't autograph it for me.
但是你不要为我来签字。
Write Hebrews 11 verse 10 on it.
你把这个希伯来书十一章第十节上面，你把它写下来。
Whose builder and maker is God?
讲到他的经营建造的就是神。
It hangs in my kitchen over my kitchen table.
他如今还放在我的厨房的这个桌子上面。
I told that artist, now this is magnificent.
我跟那个艺术家来讲，我说这实在是很奇妙的。
That is the promised land. That's what he saw, that vastness of Christ.
这就是他看见的这个神，那个这个广阔的地就是基督。
And he saw the city and he was never the same.
他看见了那座城就再也不一样了。
These are the two great revelations we need.
这是我们所需要的两个启示。
Are you a stranger and pilgrim in this land?
你是不是在这个世上的一个寄居的，一个异地居住的人？
Are you looking for the city whose builder is God?
你有没有在那里来仰望那个神所经营建造的那座城？
The third appearing.
第三次的显现。
Look at Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14, and we'll look at verses 18 and 19.
创世纪十四章十八节十九节。
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High, possessor of heavens and earth.
又有沙冷王麦基喜德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
This was a great revelation that Abraham saw.
这是亚伯拉罕看到的一个极大的一个启示。
He saw the great high priest.
他看见那个伟大的大祭司。
Now this is an elusive character in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约里面，这个人物好像有点摸不着。
He only occurs here in Genesis 14.
他只有在创世纪十四章里面才出现过一次。
Here in Genesis 14 is Melchizedek, and then in Psalm 110.
在诗篇里面第110篇里面又出现一次。
But if you really to understand this great high priest, you have to go to the book of Hebrews.
但是当你为了要真正明白这个大祭司，你一定要回到在希伯来书里面。
If you're really going to understand what Abraham saw and captivating, you have to go to Hebrews.
你要明白亚伯拉罕他看见的，并且来抓住他的，你一定要到希伯来书里面去看。
Nine times in Hebrews, Melchizedek is spoken of.
在希伯来书里面，麦基喜德被提到过九次。
As a matter of fact, it's the very subject of the book of Hebrews.
确实是，它是在希伯来书它的唯一的一个主题。
Listen to what this anonymous and anointed writer of Hebrews said.
就是在这个匿名的希伯来作者的，他是这样说的。
In chapter 8, verse 1, he said this.
在第八章，他这样说。
Now the summary...Or the chief point of the things which we're speaking of is we have such a one, high priest who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of greatness in the heavens.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
Brothers and sisters, have you seen the great high priest?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有看见那位大祭司？
Hebrews 4 verse 15 says he's a sympathetic and faithful high priest.
在希伯来书四章十五节，他是这个他是那个有 同情心的大祭司。
Chapter 7, verse 25 says he ever lives to make intercession for us.
在七章二十五节那里说他长远活着替我们祈求。
Chapter 7, verse 24 says he has the priesthood unchangeable.
二十四节说他是永远长存的。
In chapter 7, verse 3 says of this one that without father and mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but assimilated to the Son of God.
像三节说他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终乃是与神的儿子相似。
Abraham had revelation after revelation after revelation.
亚伯拉罕在那里得到一个又一个的启示。
You can't live the Christian life without knowing the great high priest.
你如果不认识那位大祭司的话，你就没有办法活出基督徒的生活来。
But when you know the great high priest, you can live in unbroken fellowship.
但是当你认识这位大祭司的时候，你就能够和他有一个不能断绝的一个交通。
The last appearings of to Abraham all have to do with one thing.
神最后一次，最后向亚伯拉罕的显现，只是论到一件的事情。
They all have to do with the promised son.
都讲到那个应许的那个儿子。
To Abraham, that promised son became everything.
对于亚伯拉罕来说，那个应许的那个儿子就成为了一切。
You remember, he appealed to God. He said, there is no heir. Will Eliezer of Damascus be the heir?
他，你记不记得他向神呼求说，他说我没有一个后裔，能够是不是那个大马士革的亚以利谢可以成为我的后裔？
And you remember that when he said that God made him a promise.
你记不记得当他说那个时候的时候，神向他给他一个应许。
He said, he shall not be the heir.
他说他不是你的后裔。
But that one that comes from your body shall be the heir.
从你自己身体里面生出来的才是你的后裔。
And he said another thing to Abraham.
他又向亚伯拉罕说。
He said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
他说我是你的保障，我是你最大的奖赏。
What a tremendous revelation that is.
这是何等大的一个启示。
Think of it, it's the exact same revelation as in Exodus 3.
你想一想，这就是在出埃及记里面第三章那个应许是一样的。
I am.
我是。
He wasn't just going to put a shield around him to protect him.
他不只是在他的周围建立一个保障来保护他。
He wasn't just going to give him a reward.
他不仅仅只是给他一个奖赏。
The great revelation is I am your shield and your exceeding great reward.
这个大的奖赏就是说我是你的保障，我是你的极大的奖赏。
This promised son became his entire focus.
这个应许的那个儿子就成为他完全的焦点。
It seems impossible that he would have a son. You remember the story.
你记得这样的一个故事，对他来讲好像不可能再有儿子了。
You remember he said, how can I at 99 years old have a son and Sarah who is 90?
你记不记得他说我已经99岁了，莎拉也90岁了，怎么可能还有儿子呢？
You remember it said Abraham laughed.
你记不记得那里讲到说亚伯拉罕他在那里喜笑。
So much for that great man of faith.
好像对于一个大有信心的人，好像有点问题。
And you remember Sarah? At least it says she laughed within herself.
你记得莎拉，她至少她是在心中暗笑。
But the Lord still heard it.
但是我们的主还是听见。
He said, Abraham, why is Sarah laughing?
他向亚伯拉罕说，你为什么要喜笑呢？
And he gave him a great revelation.
神就给他一个极大的启示。
He said, is anything too hard for me?
神说，对于我来说有难成的事吗？
Have you seen the God of the impossible?
你有没有看见那个让不可能成为可能的神？
Brothers and sisters, this is the revelation that Abraham had.
弟兄姊妹们，这是亚伯拉罕看到的那个启示。
And as I only have 10 minutes, so I must conclude.
我只有十分钟了，所以我必须来结束了。
One final revelation about that promised son.
论到那个应许的儿子有最后的一个启示。
It's in Genesis 22.
是在创世纪的22章。
I think this is one of the most prophetic and solemn chapters in the whole of the Bible.
我认为这是在整个的圣经里面最有预言性、最庄严的一章圣经。
The revelation that Abraham had was this.
亚伯拉罕得到的启示乃是这样的。
That the promised covenant can only be fulfilled by the sacrifice of the Son.
这个预言中的这个约只能由这个应许的这个儿子的牺牲才能实现。
The everlasting possession and the everlasting covenant that he was promised only comes through the voluntary offering of the Son.
这个永远的一个基业、永远的约只能从那个儿子他自己的献上来牺牲才能实现。
How great a cost that is.
这是多么大的一个代价。
Now think of Abraham's dilemma. All he wanted was this promised son.
你在那里想一想亚伯拉罕他要面对的这个困境，他所要的唯一的就是那个应许的儿子。
And God said, take your son.
神说你拿带着你的儿子。
Your only son.
你的唯一的独子。
The son that you love.
你爱的那个儿子。
And sacrifice him as a burnt offering upon the mountain.
把他带到山上，让他作为燔祭来献给我。
Can you imagine a greater test?
你还能不能想到一个更大的一个试验呢？
So great a test.
这是多么大的一个试验。
And you remember Abraham's son Isaac said to him, I see the wood and I see the fire, but where is the sheep for the offering?
你记得那个童子以撒他问他的父亲，他说我看见这个火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
And Abraham said, God himself will provide the sheep for the offering.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And you remember this man of revelation raised the knife?
你记不记得这个启示的这个人，他
举起了。And you remember he was going to sink it into the breast of the promised son?
他要把刀扎进那个应许的儿子的胸膛里面。
And you remember what it says in the scripture?
你记不记得他在圣经里面是如何讲？
And the angel of the Lord appeared and said, Abraham, Abraham, don't hurt the boy.
然后看见神的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，不要在这童子身上下手。
The Bible scholars believe whenever that emphatic term, the angel of the Lord appears in the Old Testament, it's the pre-incarnate appearing of the Lord Jesus.
那些圣经的学者讲到，当讲到那位神的天使，只是讲到我们主他在道成肉身以前的在世上的显现。
Think of the irony of this.
你想想这其中是多么大的一个对比。
Think the angel of the Lord, who's the Lord Jesus, he withheld the knife from Isaac's breast.
你想想那位天使就是我们的主耶稣，他来把那个刀来挪去。
Because he knew that that knife was reserved for him.
因为他知道那个刀是为他自己来保留的。
I often think of Ann Ruth Cousins' hymn, O Christ, what burdens bow thy head.
我常常想到Cousin 弟兄写的一首诗歌，哦主，什么使你头垂？
If you don't know that hymn, you should know it.
如果你对这首诗歌不熟悉的话，你应该 来唱唱, it
says, Jehovah bade his sword awake, O Christ, it woke against thee.
那里讲到耶和华曾吩咐他刀,哦主基督,
the blood the flaming blade must slake, thy heart its sheath must be.
他的火刃, 你血来淬灭, 你心将它收起。
All for my sake, my peace to make.
为我缘故, 成就和平。
Now sleeps that sword for me.
刀光今日止息。
What a revelation.
是何等的一个启示。
This cost God his only begotten son.
要神付出他唯一的爱子的一个代价。
If you've seen these things that Abraham saw, there can only be one response.
如果你看见亚伯拉罕看见的，你就只能有一个反应。
If you have this response, this will be the evidence of living revelation.
如果你有这样的一个反应，这就是会成为一个活的一个启示的一个证据。
This is the last point.
最后一点,
Abraham over and over again built an altar to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕一次又一次地为神建一个祭坛。
In that book, Men After God's Own Heart, Brother Kong said this.
在《合神心意的人》 这本书里面，江弟兄是这样说的。
In the story of Abraham's life, we see one prominent object being featured, and that object is an altar. Throughout his life, he built altar after altar after altar. Not just one altar, but four of them. And this building of altars is symbolic of the life of Abraham.
我们看见在亚伯拉罕的一生里面有这样的一个物件是那么突出的彰显出来，那就是祭坛。我们看见亚伯拉罕在那一个祭坛，接着一个祭坛，他一共建了四个祭坛。这个祭坛就成为亚伯拉罕一生的一个彰显。Four
times he built an altar to the Lord.
他四次的为我们的主来修一个祭坛。
I'll give you an example in chapter 12, verse 8 at that first calling.
我给你一个例子，在创世纪十二章第一次当。
And he went towards the mountains on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel towards the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to Jehovah and called on the name of Jehovah.
那里讲到，从那里又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷；西边是伯利恒，伯特利东边是爱。他又在那里又为耶和华建了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。Not
just once.
不止一次.
Not just twice.
也不是两次.
Not just three times.
也不是三次.
Not just four times.
甚至不是四次.
He was constantly building altars to the Lord because of what he saw.
因着他所看见的，他就在那里不停地在为神来建祭坛。
I conclude this thing.
我这样的来结束。
If you see what Abraham saw,
如果你看见亚伯拉罕所看见,
if you have the revelation of Abraham,
你如果有亚伯拉罕一样的启示,
there will be only one response.
那就只可能有一个的回应。
You will build an altar to the Lord.
你又会为神来建一座祭坛。
You remember what Romans 12 verse 1 says?
你记得在罗马书12章第一节那里这样说。
I beseech you, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
What goes on that altar?
在那个祭坛上面放的是什么？
God is looking for one thing to go on that altar.
神在那里寻找一样的物件摆在那个祭坛上。
And that one thing is you and me.
那一件事情就是你和我。
This can be the only adequate response to the revelation God gives us.
这就是当我们看见神的启示，我们唯一的可以做的一个反应。
Abraham is the fulfillment of these verses in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15.
亚伯拉罕就是在哥林多后书第五章12-13节那里的一个完全。
That they who live should no longer live to themselves, but to him who has died for them and has been raised.
是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden the Lord has put upon my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的主放在我身上心里面的负担。
Has the God of glory appeared to you?
荣耀的神有没有向你显现？
This revelation is vital, and it's only this revelation that produces living faith.
这样的启示是至关重要的，只有这样的启示才能在我们里面带出一个活的信心来。
Have you seen what Abraham saw?
你有没有看见亚伯拉罕看见？
If you do, you'll never be the same.
如果你看见了，你就再也不会跟以前一样了。
You'll be a captive of the Lord.
你就会成为神的奴仆。
And finally, God has one question.
最后神有一个问题。
Have you responded to that revelation?
你有没有向这样的一个启示做出回应？
Have you built an altar to the Lord?
你有没有向着主来建造这样的一个祭坛？
There's only one sacrifice the Lord will accept.
主只接受一个祭物。
It's the sacrifice of his son.
就是这个就是儿子的祭物。
And it's the sacrifice of you as a whole burnt offering on the altar.
也就是你作为一个完全的一个燔祭放在祭坛上。
This is Abraham, the spirit of revelation.
这就是亚伯拉罕这个启示的灵。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we take these things that we've shared and commit them to you.
主，我们把这些事情我们来交通的，我们仰望在你的手里。
Lord, where they aren't clear, make them clear.
如果还不明白的话，主，求你让他们更明白。
We started saying that you alone have the words of eternal life.
我们开始要说，只有在你只有永生之道。
We pray that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him.
我们求你把赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给我们，让我们能够真知道你。
We pray that we would be captured by this revelation.
我们祈求你能够让我们被这些启示来抓住。
We pray this revelation would change us.
我们也求你让这些启示能够改变我们。
And we pray this revelation would compel us.
我们求你让这些启示能够来激励我们。
And we would do that one thing we can do, the only thing we can do.
让我们可以做那唯一的，也是只有这一件事情。
It says it is our reasonable service.
这里说到我们如此的侍奉是理所当然的。
Lord, we offer ourselves upon the altar.
我们把自己放在这个祭坛上来献给你。
Tonight we say, Lord, take us.
主啊，我们说主求你悦纳。
Bring us into a full revelation of all that you've done.
把我们带到你所做的完全的启示的当中。
And cause it to spoil us for you forever.
然后来抓住我们，让我们成为你的奴仆，永远的成为你的仆人。
We ask this in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
我们是奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。Amen.
Amen.